the Indiana State Fairgrounds Coliseum explosion of 1963 on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, working to preserve and protect Indiana's past, and where membership includes a subscription to Traces, the Society's quarterly history magazine. More information at indianahistory.org. When the Pacers joined the NBA in 1974, a brand new Market Square Arena was their home court. Before that, they played in an old coliseum on the Indiana State Fairgrounds. When the new team started playing there in 1967, it was the Coliseum's first significant booking since it had been the site of one of the state's deadliest disasters. On Halloween night 1963, more than 4,000 spectators were packed into the building for a Holiday on Ice performance, when moments before the finale, a propane leak produced a blast that sent bodies flying 60 feet. 74 people died after being burned or crushed by concrete. More than 400 people were injured. The Coliseum was set up as a makeshift morgue. The next day, a field team from the Ohio State University Disaster Research Center conducted interviews with those involved in the response. It published its findings in Disaster in Aisle 13. Having examined the 1963 explosion, the team formulated conclusions about emergency response that continue to be relevant. In the year following the tragedy, Indianapolis's inter-hospital communication system was significantly upgraded. The building was restored and renamed the Pepsi Coliseum in 1991. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.